like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Helmut Kremling.
And this is It's Movie Time. And boy, I could not wait to review this week the Grand Budapest Hotel, hoping that you at least liked it.
Well, I certainly enjoyed the film, but I have some reservations. There's been an enormous amount of buzz about this film.
And we're talking Wes Anderson.
Right.
Such films as The Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Rushmore. But it's another droll comedy with surprising occurrences in a fictitious republic called Zubrovska. But it has a lot in common with Vienna, Prague, and Budapest. And therefore, I can't resist calling this film a spicy goulash full of zany and often improbable ingredients.
There are signs of Wes Anderson all over the place. The eccentric characters of the Royal Tenenbaums, Fantastic Mr. Fox, and at this hotel, which is set in the early 1930s, pre-World War II and post-World War I, Limbo, where almost anything goes. And our hero, played by Ralph Fiennes, is the ultimate concierge. He's bisexual, he beds his dowagers and his buddies. He's quite cavalier about it. There's something in it that almost neglects the horrors that are beginning to go on in Europe. How he makes this such an affecting and affectionate movie when you have so much in our historical consciousness about that time is really amazing to me.
But as with goulash, not all the ingredients are delicious in my way of thinking. And of course, the figure who stirs the pot of the soup, M. Gustav, the concierge, the bon vivant, some reviewers have called a cross between Peter O'Toole and Zsa Gabor.
That's great. Yeah. Wes Anderson's memory is like mine. Nostalgic and always positive. My background is post-World War II. Halcyon days, when everybody was prosperous. And I remember that as carefree. But that is not always the way it was. So anyway, I think Wes Anderson does that.
Even though this country was prosperous, some other countries, including this created republic, must have suffered at the hands of the Nazis and also at the hands of the communists. And we can see that because the hotel becomes quite seedy. They created a fake hotel.
Oh,
it was
right,
a large toy, reminded one of a huge piece of pastry. Gustav is a man of smell. Smells and tastes. He uses the perfume very liberally, L'air de Panache, and he's very fond of the pastry called Courtesan de Chocolat, made by an apprentice pastry chef who inexplicably has a tattoo with the shape of Mexico on her face.
I know. So your wife Elizabeth must notice that.
She noticed it right away. Yeah.
Isn't that bizarre? It's typical Wes Anderson. I can't tell you why the image of Mexico on there.
And he can't tell you why either, I don't think. The lawyer names him as the recipient of a famous painting. They make off with the painting because they think if we don't take the painting now, they're not going to let me have it. And in its place, a different painting. When the son discovers that the painting has been missed, and he takes the painting that they've hung in its place and he breaks it over a chair. Well, it seems that the painting that he inherits is a MacGuffin. It's a false painting. It's invented.
It's just there for the thriller aspect of this film.
Whereas the painting that they hang in its place is a painting, a very famous one, by a famous Austrian painter. But it's, of course, very funny that the painting of the two nudes by Egon Schiele is the painter.
Okay.
Worth millions is broken by the son because he doesn't realize that. That's the valuable painting. Yeah?
Anderson's filled with all of those contradictions. And I think that combination of zany, almost slapstick, with some horrific activities going on at the same time, and how he makes that palatable and amusing is just what I think to be part of the genius of this film. What grade would you award The Grand Budapest Hotel, directed by Wes Anderson?
It's quite amusing, and I laughed, but I find it ultimately dissatisfying because it glosses over some of the horror that must have happened in some of these middle European countries as a result of the Nazi and communist takeover. And that's why I'm tempted to call this film The Hungary Games. And I give it a B-.
Oh, right. This is an A for me.
I'm glad we finally disagree about this film, which I also call The Hungarian Hustle.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. For their details and showtimes, online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.